الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back once again to our silsila. This series entitled All You Who Believe, in which we'll be looking at those verses of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with the beautiful words, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. Verses of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directly addressing the believers, directly addressing those people who have faith, who have the treasure of Iman, and teaching us what those people who believe should be like, the character of those who believe, the etiquettes of those who believe, the qualities that true believers have within them. Previously, we discussed some verses of the Holy Quran in which Allah Azza wa Jal talks to the believers, says, O you who believe, and after saying this, Allah Azza wa Jal teaches the etiquettes and the manners of the court of His beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today, we have another similar verse, a new verse from the Holy Quran, which we haven't looked at before, but which relates to the same topic of respect, honor, and reverence for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we'll be looking at the same topic from a different light, in the light of another verse of the Holy Quran. Before we do so, let's begin by sharing a virtue and blessing of reciting Durood Sharif, reciting peace and blessings upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He mentions that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Haythu ma kuntum, fasallu alayya." Wherever you are, send peace and blessings upon me. Send salawat, send Durood Sharif upon me. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ تَبْلُغُنِي. For indeed your recitation of Durood, your peace and blessings reaches me. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَبَارَكَ وَسَلَّمْ. Coming to today's verse, in Surah Al-Hujurat, in verse number 2, Allah Azza wa Jal continues discussing and instructing the believers with regards to the etiquettes and the respect of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the first verse of the surah, Allah Almighty ordered the believers not to go ahead, not to proceed ahead of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches the etiquettes of addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Almighty says, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe." لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. Do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ولا تجهروا له بالقول. And do not speak loudly to him with your statement. كجهر بعضكم لبعض. Like some of you speak loudly to others. أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. Lest your actions are wiped out whilst you are unaware, whilst you have no awareness. Allahu Akbar. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal is teaching us two main etiquettes of addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first one is that the believers are being ordered that when speaking to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when addressing the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when talking to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, do not raise your voice above his voice. When he speaks to you, he asks you a question and you respond to his question. Your voice should be at a lower volume than his blessed voice. When you need to address the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when you need to ask him a question, when you need to put your queries to him, when you need to put your problems to him, whenever you address the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then address him in a voice which is quiet, which is low in volume. The second thing, the believers are being ordered not to speak loudly to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam like they speak loudly to one another. Like they speak to one another in loud voices, like they speak to one another, sometimes without thinking too much, without paying too much attention to respect to how louder how quiet their voice is. Do not speak to the Prophet ﷺ like you speak to one another, with the loudness that you speak to one another. And in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla then says that the actions of those who do such, who commit such disrespect, who raise their voices in the court of the Prophet ﷺ, who speak loudly in the court of the Prophet ﷺ, it could be that their deeds are wiped out. All of the actions that they've done, all of the good deeds that they've done, are all cancelled, are all wiped out, in a state that those people are not even aware. In a state that those people don't even know that their actions have been wiped away. Allahu Akbar. With regards to the sababun nuzul, the reason for the revelation of this verse, there are different narrations mentioned in the books of ahadith and the books of tafsir. In one narration it mentions that Al-Aqra' bin Habith, he arrived to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba kiram alayhi ridwan, some of them began to have a discussion over whether or not Al-Aqra' should be appointed as the leader of his people. So one Sahabi said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, appoint this person as a leader over his people. Another Sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't appoint him as a leader over his people. There was an argument that broke out between these two Sahaba. So these two companions of the Prophet ﷺ, they began to continue talking to each other. And because they had different opinions, one thought that that person should be appointed as a leader over his people. The other Sahabi thought that that person should not be appointed as a leader over his people. Because they had a difference of opinion, they began to discuss this matter. And in discussing this matter, their voices became raised. Even though they weren't directly intending any type of disrespect, but their voices became raised. When the voices became raised, one of them said, now, are you just trying to contradict me? Are you trying to oppose me? And the other Sahabi said, I'm not trying to oppose you. I'm just trying to give my opinion. Whatever I think is best for these people, and whatever I think is in the best interest of their education and their matters. Upon this, this verse of the Quran was revealed. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O you who believe, la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. Do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it mentions that when this voice was revealed, then the Sahaba realized what they had done. And in the future, when they lowered their voices in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another sabab al-nuzul, another reason for the revelation of this verse that's mentioned, is that there was one Sahabi whose name was Sayyidina Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu. This Sahabi was hard of hearing. He had some problem with his hearing, and he wasn't able to hear very well. So usually we see in our communities as well, in our society, maybe amongst our relatives, that if somebody is elderly or somebody is hard of hearing, then because the person is hard of hearing and can't hear the conversation of other people, can't hear people when they're speaking to them, unless the person who's speaking to them speaks loudly. So what happens is that these people who are hard of hearing, they speak loudly as well. Sometimes because they can't hear their own voice, they end up speaking quite loudly. They don't intend to, but because they're unable to hear their own voices, they end up speaking quite loudly, and to other people, it can seem sometimes disturbing when a person speaks loudly because he is hard of hearing. So this Sahabi radiallahu anhu, he was also hard of hearing. And because he was hard of hearing, when he would speak with quite a loud voice. And because he was unable to hear his own voice, or because he would need other people to speak loudly to him to be able to hear, he too, when he spoke, he would speak loudly. So when he would come into the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, without being aware of how loud his voice was going, he would speak quite loudly in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So this verse of the Holy Quran was revealed on this occasion. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, O you who believe, don't raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's one other narration regarding the sabab al-nuzul, the reason for the revelation of this ayah. Another narration that's mentioned is that the munafiqun, the hypocrites, they used to come in the court of the Prophet alayhi sallam and raise their voices and speak loudly, disrespectfully to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they had hope that those believers, or those people who maybe are newly accepting Islam, they would think that these hypocrites were believers, would think that they were Muslims, and they would think that maybe this is the way that the believers address the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So maybe they would follow those hypocrites, and those new Muslims, those people who are just entering Islam, who are new to the faith, they too would start addressing the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with loud voices. This is what the hypocrites wanted. But Allah Azza wa Jal revealed this verse of the Quran, and ordered the believers, O you who believe, don't raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. In Sahih Muslim, it's a beautiful narration which is mentioned about Sayyidina Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu, the Sahabi who was hard of hearing, who would come in the court of the Prophet alayhi sallam and unintentionally raise his voice. He states that when this verse was revealed, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ, O you who believe, don't raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It says that Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu, he stopped coming to the court of the Prophet alayhi sallam. He restrained himself within his home. He stayed within his home and he was so worried. He began to say, أَنَا مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ, I am from the people of the fire. This verse has been revealed against me. It was my voice that was raised above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed a verse forbidding and prohibiting anybody to raise their voice above the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Almighty has warned that people who do so might have all of their actions wiped away. Maybe all of my actions have been wiped away. Maybe I am from the people of the hellfire. He had such fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he mentions that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam realized that Thabit radiallahu anhu had not attended his court for many, many days, had not attended the masjid for many days. So he said to Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, Ya Aba Amr, ma sha'nu Thabitin? What's happened to Thabit? Is he ill? Is he suffering from some kind of illness that he's not able to come to the masjid? I haven't seen him for a while. And Sa'ad radiallahu anhu was the neighbor of Sayyidina Thabit radiallahu anhu. So he said that I'm not aware that he's suffering from any illness or any disease, but I'll go and check upon him. So Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu anhu, he went and he told Sayyidina Thabit radiallahu anhu that the Prophet alayhi sallam was asking about him. Sayyidina Thabit radiallahu anhu said to Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu anhu that the verse of the Quran has been revealed about me. And I used to inadvertently, unintentionally, raise my voice above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi sallam. And this verse of the Holy Quran has prohibited that. And the verse of the Holy Quran has ended by saying that those people who do so, that all of their actions, all of their good deeds might be wiped away. فَأَنَا مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ, I'm from the people of the fire. How can I even go and face the Prophet ﷺ? How can I take my face in front of the Prophet ﷺ when this verse has been revealed about me? Allahu Akbar. Then Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu anhu goes back to the court of the merciful Prophet ﷺ and tells him that this is what Thabit is saying. This is the fear that has overtook Thabit radiallahu anhu. But look at the mercy of the Prophet ﷺ. Look at the compassion. Look at the love of the Prophet ﷺ for his Sahabi. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said, بَلْ هُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, no, rather, he is from the people of paradise. Subhanallah. So Sayyidina Thabit radiallahu anhu was given his glad tidings and he began to attend the court of the Prophet ﷺ again. Subhanallah. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And in الشفاء بتعريف الحقوق المصطفى, the story of the same Sahabi is also mentioned, that when he became worried that all of his actions had been wiped away, and then he came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after being told by Sayyidina Sa'ad. He said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَقَدْ خَشِيتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ هَلَكْتُ. He says that I fear that I have now been destroyed. That Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered us not to speak loudly to you, but I am a person whose voice is naturally loud because I'm hard of hearing. The beloved Prophet alaihi wasallam replied, such a compassionate reply, to Ya Thabit, أَمَا تَرْضَى أَن تَعِيشَ حَمِيدًا وَتُقْتَلَ شَهِيدًا وَتَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ. He said, Oh Thabit, don't worry. Relax. Are you not pleased that you will live as one who is praiseworthy, that you will die as one who is a martyr, and that you will enter into the gardens of paradise? Subhanallah. Such a beautiful response. Comforting the heart of Sayyidina Thabit radiallahu anhu. And telling him that this verse was revealed for those people who disrespect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who then raise their voices in the course of the Prophet alaihi wasallam with the intention of disrespect. And it states that the Prophet alaihi wasallam also gave news of the unseen, news of the ghaib, when addressing Sayyidina Thabit radiallahu anhu, that he would die as a martyr. And he mentions that in the Battle of Yamama, Sayyidina Thabit radiallahu anhu attained the great status of martyrdom, of being a shaheed. In Sahih Muslim, another narration is mentioned regarding how the Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan would stop people from raising their voices in the court of the Prophet ﷺ. He mentions, and Sayyidina Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu, he says that I was present next to the minbar, the pulpit of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one man said that I don't care regarding whether or not I do any deed in Islam, except that I give water to the people who perform Hajj. Another person was standing by the minbar of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying in a loud voice, "Oh, I don't care if I do any other action in Islam, except that I make populated, that I serve Masjid al-Haram, the sacred masjid, the holy Kaaba." Another one said, with a loud voice, that I don't care whether or not I perform any other deed in Islam, but I really want to perform jihad. I want to participate in striving for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, in fighting for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And it states that when these people were talking about these deeds that they wanted to do, these good deeds that they wanted to participate in, but they were speaking with a loud voice. Where? Next to the blessed minbar, the blessed pulpit of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَزَجَرَهُمْ عُمَرُ Sayyidina Umar رضي الله عنه rebuked them. He told them off. He told them to stop. وَقَالَ لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ عِنْدَ مِنْبَرِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ Do not raise your voices by the minbar of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Do not raise your voices by the pulpit of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sayyidina Umar رضي الله عنه, he understood the respect and the adab and the etiquette of the Prophet عليه السلام as ordered in this verse to such an extent, in such a way that he would not even allow people to raise their voices next to the blessed minbar of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. It's mentioned in Shu'ab al-Iman that Sayyidina Hammad bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, he once narrated a hadith. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he narrated a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at that time a man began to speak about something. A man began to interrupt and speak about his own matter. Sayyidina Hammad radiallahu anhu became angry and he recited the verse, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. Do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, I am saying, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I'm narrating hadith, and you're speaking away about your own topics, as if he was saying that the voice may be mine, but the hadith is actually the words of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Don't raise your voice over even the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And Imam Malik رضي الله عنه, how would he quote this verse to his students? How he understood this verse? Once, Imam Malik radiallahu anhu was teaching in the blessed masjid of the Prophet alayhi sallam, Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. And it says that on that day there were so many students, there were too many students. And the amount of students was so much that those who were right at the back of the class, those who were right at the back of the gathering, they couldn't hear the hadith that Imam Malik radiallahu anhu was narrating. They couldn't hear the teachings, the ahadith that Imam Malik radiallahu anhu was relating. So one of the students stood up and said, Ya Imam, Ya Ustad, O our teacher, O our Imam, please appoint a person who will stand halfway, who will stand halfway through the gathering, who will relay your voice to those who are at the back, who will pass on the hadith that you are narrating, that you are relating, and when you narrate it, when you relate it, you will then pass on that in a loud voice to those people who are at the back. Upon this request, Imam Malik radiallahu anhu said, never. Because Allah Azza wa Jal says, لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِي Do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nor will I raise my voice too high, nor will I allow somebody to stand in the middle of the gathering, raising his voice and passing those narrations to those at the back. Because this is against the adab of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is, from this the scholars say, scholars of tafsir under this verse, they say that these adab still apply to the believers now. The beloved Prophet ﷺ is resting in his blessed garden in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. The beloved Prophet ﷺ has physically veiled himself from this world. But these adab still apply. Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, when relating the hadith, would still apply these adab and recite this verse as a proof, as an evidence for fulfilling these etiquettes. And the scholars say that these rulings apply until the Day of Judgment. So when we go for Hajj, when we are blessed with that beautiful journey of Hajj and Umrah, that beautiful journey of a lifetime, traveling to the blessed lands of Makkah al-Mukarramah, al-Madinah al-Munawwara, then when we go to present ourselves in the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should recite salam in a quiet voice. We shouldn't raise our voices in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We shouldn't raise our voices when giving salam in the court of the Prophet ﷺ. We should adopt such a position of humbleness. We should adopt such a volume of our speech and our salam and our yearning in the court of the Prophet ﷺ, our requests in that blessed court of generosity and mercy. We should express those requests in a quiet voice, in a voice that is not too loud, because Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered the believers not to raise their voices in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. It's also mentioned in the tafsir of this verse that raising one's voice in the company of the ulama, the scholars of Islam, the practicing scholars of Islam who are on the right path, have the right beliefs, this is also disliked, because the scholars, the ulama, they are classified as the warathatul anbiya, the heirs of the prophets, the inheritors of the prophets. So raising our voices in the company of the ulama is also disliked. After this verse was revealed, in which the believers were ordered not to raise their voices in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan, subhanallah, their adab and their respect, it went to a new level. It says, وَرُوِيَ أَنَّ أَبَا بَكْرٍ لَمَّا نَزَلَتْ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ, that when this verse was revealed, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he said, وَاللَّهِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayka wa sallam, I swear by Allah, I take an oath by Allah, لَا أُكَلِّمُكَ بَعْدَهَا إِلَّا كَأَخِ السِّرَاطِ, he says that I will not speak to you after this moment except like the one who whispers. Allahu Akbar. And it states, وَأَنَّ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كَانَ إِذَا حَدَّثَ حَدَّثَهُ كَأَخِ السِّرَاطِ مَا كَانَ يُسْمِعُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بَعْدَ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ حَتَّى يَسْتَفْهِمَهُ. It states that Sayyidina Umar رضي الله عنه, when this verse was revealed, ordering the believers not to raise their voices in the court of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he would address the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in such a way that it was as if he was whispering, to the extent that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would have to ask him, Oh Umar, what did you say? Can you repeat that again? He would whisper in such a low volume. Allahu Akbar. When these Sahaba, the likes of Sayyidina Umar رضي الله عنه, Sayyidina Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, the rest of the Sahaba kiram عليهم رضوان, they acted upon this verse. They lowered their voices in the court of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The next verse was revealed, describing them, describing their status, describing the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with. Allah says in the next verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, indeed those who lower their voices in the court of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى, those are the people whose hearts Allah Azza wa Jal has tested for piety. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, for them is forgiveness and a great reward. Subhanallah. Allah Almighty outlines the status and the reward of those blessed individuals who have true respect and honor for the Prophet ﷺ. Indeed, those who lower their voices in the court of the Prophet ﷺ, these are those people whose hearts have been tested for taqwa, for piety by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared as having not just taqwa of the body, but taqwa of the heart. And for them, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, for them is forgiveness, and for them is a great reward, an abundant reward. Subhanallah. And the scholars say, the other acts of worship, other deeds are the taqwa of the body. Other actions that we do, performing our salah, performing our fasting, these are taqwa of the body parts. But the respect of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taqwa of the heart. And the status of the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan can also be understood in the light of this verse. These Sahaba were such blessed people that they were chosen as companions for the Prophet ﷺ. Allah Azza wa Jalla chose the best of all people, the best of all companions, for the best of all prophets. Allah Azza wa Jalla chose the purest of hearts to be those individuals to have the honor of being in the company of the Prophet ﷺ and assisting him and helping him to spread the true message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran and the Sunnah. This is those Sahaba kiram about whom Allah Azza wa Jalla is declaring in the Holy Quran that their hearts have been tested for piety. Subhanallah. And the adab, the respect of the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan for that blessed court, the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was so great that they would wait outside by the doorstep. They would read the Durood Sharif. They wouldn't knock on the door of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. If they ever needed to go and visit the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام for any need, they wouldn't knock on the door. They would wait for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come out himself. And if ever there was an emergency, there was an urgent need to contact the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba al-Kiram alayhi wa would have to call the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. You know how they would do it? Imam al-Bukhari radiyallahu anhu, in his work Al-Adab al-Mufrad, he mentions, he says that أن أبواب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كانت تقرع بالأظافير. He says that the blessed doors of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would be knocked on with the fingernails. Meaning the Sahaba al-Kiram عليه ورضوان would not knock on the doors of the Prophet عليه السلام in a state of even an emergency, in a state of urgent need, with their knuckles, but rather they would knock with their fingernails. Allahu Akbar. To ensure that knocking was so light that it wouldn't disturb the Prophet عليه السلام too much. Allahu Akbar. Mullah Ali al-Qari rahimahullah, he mentioned in his commentary in Ash-Shifa, the manner in which the Sahaba al-Kiram alayhim ridwan would knock on the door of the Prophet عليه السلام with their fingernails. He says, ضَرْبًا خَفِيفًا وَدَقًّا لَطِيفًا. He says that they would knock lightly and subtly. Why? تَعْظِيمًا وَتَكْرِيمًا وَتَشْرِيفًا. Out of respect, honor, and reverence for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the example of the Sahaba when it comes to honoring and respecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The surah continues, and Allah azza wa jal continues discussing the adab and the etiquettes of the courts of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It mentions that once some people from Banu Tumim, they came and outside the blessed chambers, the blessed rooms of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they called out to him with a loud voice. And the beloved Prophet alayhi wa sallam came out. Because they called out to the Prophet alayhi wa sallam with a loud voice, they didn't wait for him alayhi wa sallam to come out. They raised their voices. Then the next verse was revealed about them. Allah azza wa jal says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ. Indeed, those who call out to you from outside the chambers, أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. The majority of them do not have intellect. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ. And if they had only had patience until you had come out to them, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. It would have been better for them. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these two verses, declares those people who call out loudly outside the chambers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who commit disrespect of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam by raising their voices too loud, Allah Almighty declares them as having no intellect, and says that if they had patience, and rather than calling out to the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, he had waited for him alayhi wa sallam to come out himself, this would have been better for them. And Allah Almighty is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And again, it's important to realize that these adab and these etiquettes are not restricted to that period of time in which the beloved Prophet alayhi sallam blessed this earth with his physical presence. After the beloved Prophet alayhi sallam has veiled himself from this world, these adab and these etiquettes still apply. As the Mufassirun, the scholars of Tafsir, state in the commentary of these verses. And we can learn this from the way that our pious predecessors, the Salaf, they would deal with certain situations in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even after the beloved Prophet alayhi sallam had veiled himself from this world. It's mentioned again, the Qadi Iyad, rahimahullah, in his Ash-Shifa bi Ta'rif al-Huquq al-Mustafa, he says that once the leader of the time, Abu Ja'far, he was having a discussion with Imam Malik radiallahu anhu in the blessed masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif. And it states that he raised his voice slightly. When Abu Ja'far, the Khalifa of the time, the leader of the time, he raised his voice, Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, that great Ashiq Rasul, that great lover of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, he said, O leader of the believers, La tarfa' sawtaka fi hadha al-masjid. Don't raise your voice in this masjid. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَدَّبَ قَوْمًا فَقَالَ. For indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has taught respect to a group of people, to a nation. And Allah Azza wa Jal has said, لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِي. Do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَدَحَ قَوْمًا. And Allah Azza wa Jal has praised a group of people by saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. that those who lower their voices in the courts of the Prophet ﷺ, those are the people whose hearts Allah Azza wa Jalla has tested for taqwa. And those are the people for whom Allah Azza wa Jalla will give forgiveness and a great reward. وَذَمَّ قَوْمًا And Allah Azza wa Jalla has criticized and condemned a group of people by saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ That those who call out to you from outside of the chambers, most of them have no intellect. After quoting these verses of the Quran to the leader, to that Khalifa, who was raising his voice in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, Imam Malik continues and says that the honor and the respect of the Prophet ﷺ, even after he has veiled himself from this world, is just like the honor whilst he was physically present on this earth. And he says that now, Abu Ja'far, he asked him the question. He said, Oh Imam Malik, أستقبل القبلة وأدعو أم أستقبل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم? He says, If this is the honor of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, I must keep my voice lowered. Then tell me something else. Should I face the Qibla when making dua in front of the blessed Rawdah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? And if somebody faces the Qibla, when standing by the Rawdah, by the blessed resting place of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, his back would be to the blessed Rawdah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he asked the question, should I face the Qibla when making dua, when standing outside the blessed resting place of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, or should I face the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام when making dua? Look at the reply of Imam Malik رضي الله عنه, that great scholar of the Salaf, that great Imam, the Imam Dar al-Hijrah, the one who is known as Alim al-Madina, the great scholar of Medina itself, Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, the leader of millions of Malikis, the one after whom an entire school of thought in Islam is named, that great Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he replied to him and said, لَمْ تَصْرِفْ وَجْهَكَ عَنْهُ وَهُوَ وَسِيلَتُكَ وَوَسِيلَةُ أَبِيكَ آدَمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ He said, O Khalifa, O leader, O Abu Ja'far, do not turn your face away from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he is your wasila, as he is your means, and he is the means of your father Adam. He is the means of your father Adam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. He is the wasila, he is our means, he is our source of refuge. The Prophet alayhi salam is the one who all of creation will go to seek help on the Day of Judgment. Imam Malik radiallahu anhu is saying to that Khalifa, you're asking whether to face the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام or to turn your back to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and face the Qibla when making dua there, then know that you must face the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام when making dua. When making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, you must not turn your face away from the blessed Rawdah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Because if you do so, this will be classified as disrespect. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is your wasila, is your intercessor, and the wasila of your father Adam alayhi salam, the intercessor of your father Adam alayhi salam on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. So from this verse we learn about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught the adab of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam in terms of not raising one's voice in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. And we find that many other scholars of Islam, many other pious predecessors, they wouldn't allow anybody to talk whilst the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ was being mentioned. He mentions regarding Abdul Rahman bin Mahdi radiallahu anhu that when he would recite the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, he would order the people to be silent. And he would recite the verse, لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِي Do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet ﷺ. And the scholars in every generation have taught the etiquettes and the respect of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's silsila, in today's episode, we learn more about this topic, about the respect of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the light of the Holy Quran, in this blessed verse of the Holy Quran, which Allah azawajal begins by saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, don't raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also learn why this verse was revealed, the background to the revelation of this verse. And we also learn about the subsequent verses, about how the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan would go to extreme lengths to ensure that their voices were lowered in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then declared that those who lower their voices in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their hearts have been tested by Allah azza wa jalla for taqwa, for piety. And how Allah Azza wa Jal will bless them with maghfirah, with forgiveness, and a great reward. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's important for us to ensure that we learn about the blessed life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we learn about how the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan loved him and respected him. So we too know how to love him and respect him for the completion and perfection of our iman. So we can gain closeness to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by doing so, we can gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to act upon these verses of the Quran. May Allah Azza wa Jal enlighten our hearts with true love and respect for His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Keep tuned to Madani Channel. Keep tuned to the coming episodes of this silsila and all the other silsilas of Madani Channel. Keep watching the Madani Muzakirah of Amir al-Sunnat, Dham Barakatul Ali in particular, for pearls of wisdom, of Sharia and Tariqah. Keep attached to the Madani environments of Dawat Islami in your own areas. Do the Madani works of Dawat Islami. Participate in the weekly sunnahs by the Ijtima and travel in the Madani Qafilas. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, with the blessings of this, you'll see how we will gain more knowledge about the blessed life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah, what Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered us in the Holy Quran, and the guidance of this final revelation. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us all the ability to gain knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah, to have love for the Quran and to follow the teachings of the Quran. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.